Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Spirit. He's doing the things that people don't even know to expect. And the only way to know it is to watch what he's done in the past and listen to what he's saying currently to you. Sometimes you can judge where God is going and what he's going to do by the revelation that we receive from him. The way I know the Lord, he always does something in progressive ways. Everything he does has a strong purpose to it. And if you take him at his word and listen and hear him out, you'll see things you never thought you'd see. You'd hear him, he'll give you a revelation that's going in the same direction that he is. And the only way to see the final result of what he's doing is continue to operate by your faith and simply obey what he's given you to do. Every instruction that he does, that he gives you, everything he does and everything he gives you to do is in the appropriate direction. It's the wisest thing you can do ever. Even the simple directions of God, because he evaluates everything. And he never stops. The Spirit of God is always in motion, guiding people to do his perfect will. The problem is people stop too short and they miss out on seeing the final result of God's best. But the progressions that I followed through and watched God move, I kept doing what he said do only because he said do it. And it never looked like it was working until it worked. I never saw what God was getting at until I stuck with the plan. If you don't deviate from the plan of God, the move of God, then you're going to get a chance to see the final result. And it's good, folks. It is very good. Everything he ever gave me to do worked. And there's insight in it. There's vision in it. And you have to trust him with every little thing that he give you to do. And every time you trust him, his rapport with you grows. You have more vision. You're more skilled at operating in faith. You have greater reasons to trust God. You're operating in greater joy. You have the peace of God. You relax better. You know that you're going somewhere over time. And there are stages where you don't see what you're doing. You don't see the end result. You may go a long time without encouragement from others. And those that encourage you the most, they are people of faith and people of love. Those that walk in love, they are the most motivated people that will follow God and take him at his word. And sometimes people think that they know what's best. But when you know you don't know what's best, now you can hear, you're more apt to receive from the Lord. Proud people trust themselves, their works, what their opinions and what they think is best, and what they receive from others who they look up to. But humble people pay attention to the Holy Spirit. Humble people do the works of Jesus. If you ever wonder why most ministers don't do the works of Jesus, they don't lay hands on the sick and get them healed and walk on water and raise the dead, it's because they don't pay attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Because when you regard God, you'll enter into greater things. Even if you never get to those things, you'll be making progress throughout your life. And eventually some miracles gonna happen. It's inevitable. Nobody follows the Holy Spirit and never sees a miracle. That don't happen. But whatever point in life you grow to, you can live there and you can do greater things. And you can expect even, every time God moves in my life, it's like an automatic response to expect more. What's cool? If you know, and Then you find out that everything you've done and everything you've been doing is elementary. It was just a scratch of the surface. But when you see, when you begin to see the greater plan of God unfold, it's awesome. I mean, it, you'll be speechless. You'll be in awesome wonder because of it. Now, I've seen the handiwork of God, and I'm going to see more of His handiwork. I'm going to see Him do greater things in life. And I desire this. I desire to see the mighty move of God. And I want Him to, I want to see Him in every way I can. I want to receive from Him all of His word. And I want to know Him like Paul did. And it's all in response of what you say in faith. The things you speak in faith can be the future you desire. As we see God move, we get used to His ways. And we get used to what He does and how He does things. And we begin to see a greater picture. Sometimes He'll show you things along the course of your faith walk. I never had the Lord to show me what He was doing if I was in a stage of doubt. He always waits till I believe. Then He shows me whatever He wants to show me. And everything is, that's why I always say He's foundational. He's not mysterious. He's foundational. He does things to last. And He builds on foundations of faith. So as we trust Him and take Him at His word, we're going to see something in greater ways. And if when He reveals to you what He's doing, you trust it because it's so wise, not because you have vision for it, not because you are... It can seem so far-fetched in one sense, but because He said it and your spirit man bears witness to it, you can also judge by the wisdom and the love that's in His voice. Now, I know God is being very, He's foundational and He doesn't waste things. He doesn't do something without yielding a greater result. We grow from glory to glory, from faith to faith. And that's the standard. That's how it works. That's how He does things. And when He revealed to you the greater picture, you have to understand that most people can't believe it. Because you can judge by the way that they speak and the way that they talk. Now, only people who are used to the guidance of God and they're used to seeing Him do the greater works, They'll be the fastest to receive it. But I let God guide me and who I talk to about what He's given me to do. But He'll use the people around you to confirm what He's doing in your life. Every time you follow through from one faithful foundation to the next. When you're in faith, He'll use people around you to confirm that you're on the right track. They'll say things that He's saying to you. And if you go and ask them all about it, they don't know all the details because the Lord gave you them a part of what to say to you. And my pastor encourages every time the Lord gives me something to do and I'm obeying Him, I'm in obedience. To the Holy Spirit. Pastor Jim will always say something to confirm it. And in our Fresh Start Breakfast Club, which is our Sunday school, things are said that inspire me to continue doing the things that God has given me to do. And sometimes He tells me when people will believe what I'm doing when they don't, when they won't. So I don't look to people. The word didn't say look to each other. It said looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Our brothers and sisters are not the author and finisher of our faith. They assist to help us and inspire us to do what's best. But the author and finisher of our faith is Jesus. And I want to do all that's in his heart, every part of his will. I don't want anything to end up lacking, because that's not necessary. I want to do it all. And what God gives you to do is important. And you're going to have to get used to him using you to do great and mighty works. And when you see the greater works happen, when you see miracles happening through you, the Lord use you to minister to others, and you see people better off. They receive the perfect information. They grow from glory to glory. They heal in life, and they go forward. Don't stop there and playing off. Don't look at the wonders of God. Continually and steadily look at him. That was just his grace working through you. See, those that love power, they get distracted. They're easily distracted. But those who grow from glory to glory, those who walk in faith, they stay in faith and they stay blessed. And they go forward. That's what we want. We want to grow from glory to glory, from faith to faith. I want to see the mighty works of God in my life. I want to see, and I know that many other people are doing God's work. And sometimes God works around our knowledge and understanding and calls us to do what's necessary. And sometimes to keep people out of pride, he'll hide the work from them. And even though they've done a great work, they don't realize it. Because if they get in pride, then they fall. And God don't want that to happen. In other words, we have to be prepared by the Holy Spirit to handle success and not be distracted by it. We have to keep the love of God first and foremost in every part and every stage of our lives in order to grow from glory to glory and continue strong doing God's perfect will. I say all these things in love, because many people have fallen short and suffered loss because they did not know what to watch out for. Now, part of my assignment, the Lord told me, he said, let not my people lack knowledge. So lacking knowledge is not an option for us. We must continue strong in the living word of God. We must seek his face. We must learn to know him. We must understand him, you know, as we grow. The seven spirits of the Holy Spirit, they help to complete us. We can be complete in him as we yield to the seven spirits of God. Now, when the Holy Spirit, when the Spirit does something, like even the demon spirits, if they come to you lying, they're called a lying spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and he manifests himself seven ways, and it's listed in Isaiah chapter 11, like I always teach. The Spirit of God, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of counsel and might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord. I mean, these are part of the seven spirits of God. And Revelation talks about it. And when we watch the dialogue of Jesus Christ speaking to the seven angels of the seven churches, by judging what he say, you can see how the Holy Spirit is manifesting himself. And there are some statements it seems like he manifests himself in every statement. In one statement, all seven spirits are manifested. Because the Lord, usually he starts off telling you knowledge, what he knows, what has happened, what you've done, what they've done. And then he'll give them wisdom of what to do from that point. And when he tell them to be strong or fear not, that's the spirit of might. because you're making a decision to choose to do it God's way, to do something God's way. It's also counsel, and it's wisdom to help you stay in and go forward in the living ways of God. We don't need to lose ground. We are designed to only go forward. We are designed to go forward in the Lord and do His perfect will. And it's a good thing. God goes forward, we go forward. The Lord speaks His destiny, we speak ours. Even if we're not trying to, even if we don't do it on purpose, we still speak our destiny, because whatever's going on in your life is a result of what you've been speaking and doing. Whatever you've been speaking, that's what you've been doing. And whatever you've been doing has shaped the way that your life is turning out in present time. So to get rid of the dangerous things of the world, such as doubt and fear and unbelief and worry, frustration, strife, and depression, you know, those things can be killed or driven out of your heart by the Word of God. You know, you can come to the point, no matter what the temptation is, you can come to a point where you can't be tempted with it anymore. And the things that used to tempt me, I said, Lord, everything that have tempted me and troubled me and tried to get me to stumble and turn from God, I wanted to become like cigarettes. See, I never smoked cigarettes, so I can't be tempted with cigarettes. If somebody light up a cigarette, I usually don't want, I give them some space because I don't want to smell it. So if I don't want to smell it and I really don't want it, I can't be tempted with it. You know, the devil can't come to me and say, hey, you ought to smoke this. And I say, I don't smoke and I don't want to smoke. And just for good measure, I say, you can't tempt me with those cigarettes, because it's just a hassle. It costs almost as much as a car. It costs more than it costs. The cost of running a cell phone bill, the cost of paying your cell phone bill is more. A cigarette bill is about double that. And it's almost neck and neck with a compact car note. And some people can even throw in the insurance. I don't want that trouble. And then it's weakening the temple, my body. And I want to keep it strong and healthy all my days so I can operate under the anointing without interference. So I can't be tempted with cigarettes. And other sins that used to trouble me, or any sin, I want it to be no different than my resilience against cigarette. I want everything that I do to be done according to the will of God and without interference. I don't want the trouble. I don't want the lies. I don't want the defeat that goes along with all the sins of this world. And with God's help, I don't have to have it. He's graced me to enjoy the greater things of life. And so it is with all of us. Now, God he's moving mightily by His Spirit, and He's doing things that's going to put us forward. So as we go forward and continue, we're going to see God move in mighty ways. It's beautiful. Whatever He revealed to you about the destiny He set before you, you're going to love it. And people are going to live because of it. And I thank God for all of it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and bless you regardless of what the world says, the devil says, or proud men will say. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you truly, and Jesus is our Lord.